We're inside the Saints camp here with Brendan Lade from the coaching staff. Brendan, great to have you on board.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Are you feeling it? Finals on the line as you come to this Friday night encounter?
Yeah, we built it up like a final all week. So we're in a 6-day break. They're on a 5-day break. Friday night footy, so bring it on. Let's get it started, eh?
Give us a little burst of what it's been like.
Well, we weren't great against Geelong last week. We played one good quarter, so we reviewed a lot of that. Some of our ball movement, we go too slow, we go too fast at the time, so we're not balanced enough in our attack. And we'll put a bit of work into our contest tonight. Obviously, Brisbane are a very good contest side, and we'll put some work into Neil and see if we can get that job done.
Are you happy with the intensity around the ball and the mindset coming in? Because you can start well and then it drifts apart. If your ball movement drops off, then all of a sudden your emotional engagement can drop off. It's not supposed to, but we all know humans, that's what happens, Brendan. But can you guarantee us that the players are still in this season, they're ready to roll and they're fighting for their lives?
No, we're definitely fighting for our lives. We're ready for the contest. Hopefully we can do it for the four quarters. That's been our challenge all year. We're generally a very good pressure side, so hopefully we can get at them quick tonight and put them under enough pressure so our backs get some easier defensive looks. And hopefully we can attack well off that and score better going inside 50. We've got some they've got some good defenders down there, and we need to be able to separate them and get some good targets.
One of the questions always when you do a Saints game is, where's Brad Hill going to play? Half forward, wing or half back?
Where do you want to play him, Jared?
I'd like his rebound off the halfback, but I defer to you because you've seen the magnets on the board.
He'll play everywhere, but he'll start forward tonight. We feel he playing as a forward, coming up the ground and using his leg speed and his ball use is very important for us when he's playing well. We just need to give him the ball when he's in the right position, and Brad will generally make it up quite well.
And whilst we're running through team spots, you might as well let us in. We all assume Windhager will tag Lachie Neal. He's done a great job for you in recent weeks. Does he get the Brownlow medalist?
He'll be around him very early in the game, so if that's going to him, I suppose he is. No, Marcus will do it. He's done a great job on the three or four he's done beforehand, and Shoney's can match it with him inside. So Lachie Neal's a Brownlow medalist and he's probably up a step from the others. So hopefully he can do the job for us.
Lady Rowan Marshall's having a pretty good year in the ruck. Just looking through the team list, who steps in as a second ruck to back him up tonight?
Leno is second ruck tonight. He'll play on the wing, Jared Leanett. He did it a couple of weeks ago and did it quite well and competed very well. His dad used to be a ruckman, so he knows how to do it a little bit. And that's all we need, just a little bit.
It's in his DNA.
That's right.
And Dan Hannery, mate, have we got an update on him? Could he have been a chance to play tonight, or he pulled up lame?
It was touch and go. He got subbed out of the Geelong game, so made it tough for him on a 6-day break as well. He was probably always going to struggle on a 6-day break anyway, even if he got through the game. So, look, we'll rest him this week, and hopefully he's right to go next week.
It can't be a St Kilda interview with the lady without asking about Max King. Are our expectations of him too high? I mean, he's consistently scoring goals, which is what you need. Is he tracking about where he should be, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. He's around 50 goals for a 22-year-old key forward, which is pretty impressive. He's going to have his ups and downs, and he's working through a few pattern issues at the moment and getting to the right side for the kickers to see him and all that those kind of things. So he'll play a bit higher tonight on Andrews and try and get him out of the way, but we know when Max plays high, he generally marks it up the field and can use it quite well going inside 50. So that's not saying he won't be inside 50, but we'll try and get Andrews a bit higher if we can.
And colleagues I've worked with over the years, like Robert Walls and like Jared Healy, who's alongside me now, always like to say, get him into the ruck, get these guys into the ruck if they're not taking the marks early. Is that something that you have thought about doing? I know he's had a few hit outs, but thought about doing it for longer periods?
We actually talked about it this week. So it's something we're looking at. It's just, that Ferrari sitting down there and putting him, doing the Holden Commodore work, it's not probably great. So, look, it's good for a young key forward or any forward to go into the ruck if they're not touching it, because you get a bit run around the ground. It's a little bit of different look up there. Normally ruckmen don't play on each other anyway, so he gets a bit of freedom. So we'll definitely look at it. It's just whether we got the balls to do it.
Brendan, you play on this ground a lot. Is there a secret to playing well on this ground?
It's when you get the opportunity to attack, you need to attack. If you're too slow with your ball movement, it's an easy ground to defend. But when you get the opportunity to hit the corridor and go, that's when you can really do some damage. And you see the good quarters we played here, especially earlier in the year. We did that a lot. We got the ball inside. We were able to get some good movement off of that and then connect well forward. So that's what we're looking to do tonight. But it won't all be fast. We need to slow it down at times as well and have a good balance to our attack.
Brendan, good to have you with us. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, guys.